I'm Becky Connors.
And I'm Tim Connors.
Welcome to the October 31st, 2024 episode of Free Pod. We are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news that's specific to our community.
We want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses can always be found in the print version of our newscast on the Free Pod website at freepod.org, which you can also navigate to from our Facebook page. Now let's get started on the local news you've been missing.
Your vote counts. Early voting for the November 2024 election continues Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4:30 through Election Day, next Tuesday, November 5th, at the Stewart Center at 50 West Douglas Street in downtown Freeport. This Saturday, November 2nd, you can register and vote in person from 9 a.m. to noon. Here's some electoral history for Stevenson County. In the 1860 presidential election, the county's voters cast 2,670 votes for Abraham Lincoln, while his opponent, Stephen A. Douglas, received only 1,787 votes.
The city of Freeport is still debating an estimated $1 million water extension on the city's west side. One property in the proposed addition is Open Bible Learning Center. Since 1999, the school and daycare for about 200 students haven't had a working sprinkler system to protect against fires. In May, a state fire marshal inspection called for Open Bible to connect the city's water main and meet 2024's building code. The decision to extend the main awaits city council decision, which, if not reached, will be decided by a judge. At a recent city council meeting, the council heard from the public on the topic, including representatives from Open Bible and child care advocates. During the meeting, Freeport Mayor Jody Miller said that this is no different than a street project and that need for city water at Open Bible and other buildings along the extension should be treated the same as any part of the city's need to provide this utility. Following further discussion, city council members arrived at a proposal to include an advisory referendum putting the water main extension in the hands of Freeport voters in the April 2025 election. This proposal failed 2-6 in a council vote, returning the decision to the responsibility of the council, ensuring that the topic will be one of considerable discussion in the weeks to come.
The city of Freeport started to receive tax funding for road improvements in October, and the city's 2025 budget will see the benefits. You may have noticed that hydrant flushing is underway around the city, and it will continue until November 8th. If you see rust-colored water in your home, make sure to let your water run for 5 to 10 minutes before using it. More information can be found on the city's Facebook page. The city also advises that West Avenue, or Route 26, is still a road to avoid when possible during the lead service line replacement through mid-November.
The theater department at Freeport High School, hey, presents Mean Girls High School version beginning next Thursday, November 7th. The story follows Katie, the new girl at North Shore High School in Chicago, who is desperate to fit in and find friends. The magazine Variety says, Tina Fey's catty book and Nell Benjamin's saucy lyrics pump laughs into this smart, funny musical comedy version of the 2004 movie, making it an anthem to friendship, loyalty, girl power, and being true to yourself. I direct this show, and I just want everybody to know it has been going so wonderfully, and we'd love to have you all there. One thing to remember, it is the high school version, so it has been toned down immensely. However, it may be PG-10 for some of you, so keep that in mind when purchasing tickets. Also, if the Freeport High School football team, Go Pretzels, win their playoff game this Saturday, we will move the Saturday matinee time to noon. There'll be a lot more information next week if that takes place. So, Mean Girls High School version will be on stage at the Jeanette Lloyd Theater at the Freeport Junior High School, 701 West Empire in Freeport, at 7 o'clock on Thursday and Friday, November 7th and 8th. And if the game is still going at noon and 7 on Saturday, November 9th, or if Freeport loses, 2 and 7 on Saturday, November 9th.
The Highland Community College Board recently approved a number of new positions and salary ranges, including Career Pathways Navigator, Testing Services Staff, a Human Resources Generalist, Learning Management Systems Administrator, and Manager of Career Services. Highland Foundation Director Dan Dick reported that the recent golf outing for the Leadership Forum was a great success. Also at the meeting, a memorandum of understanding was unanimously approved between Highland and the Highland Foundation, the City of Freeport, and the Freeport Park District that commits each of these entities to a $333,000 contribution toward the completion of a citywide bike and hike trail, which will qualify for a $4 million matching grant.
This Saturday, November 2nd, get a great look into Native American culture at a special free two-part event. A morning presentation by Kim Segafis will provide an overview of Native American history and culture and will be held at the Freeport Public Library from 10 o'clock to noon. Authentic Native American refreshments will be offered at no charge during a break in the presentation. Then, in the late afternoon, is an outdoor honorary ceremony conducted by Daniel Many Hawks Johnson, followed immediately by a campfire and storytelling. This ceremony will be from 5 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. in the fields at Willow Creek Farm. And if you're interested, there's a Tim Beck 2 with Al Kelchner, and he is the owner of Willow Creek Farm and can give you more information about it. It's located at 25516 Spring Valley Road in Shannon. As this part of the day's activities is outdoors, it will be weather dependent. People attending should bring folding chairs and wear comfortable shoes. The public is invited to attend the morning presentation, the afternoon celebration, or both parts of this free two-part event, which is sponsored by Quiet Souls and Willow Creek Farm. For more information, call 815-291-1388. That's 815-291-1388.
Community members, high school students, and Highland Community College students and alumni are all invited to a free career fair at Highland Community College next Wednesday, November 6th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the HCC Sports Complex and YMCA in Freeport. A variety of employers from the State Line area will be eager to meet you and discuss your future. No registration is required for this free event.
Next Wednesday, November 6th, join investigator John Johansson from the Stevenson County Sheriff Department from 1 to 2 in a free program to learn how to protect yourself from identity theft and scammers, as well as what to do if your information is compromised. This is a slide presentation with lots of time for questions. While not required to attend, please register online at the library's website to indicate your interest at freeportpubliclibrary.librarymarket.com. There is plenty of seating to keep you comfortable as you become familiar with this important topic.
A group of concerned citizens recently banded together to help the city of Freeport live up to its Tree City title. As you can see on a drive through town, Freeport's tree population took a big hit when the invasive ash borer infiltrated the area and killed the majority of the city's ash trees. Thousands were cut down, and only a few have been planted to take their place. With encouragement from members of the Northwest Illinois Audubon Society and Ken Beach, local tree advocate, the city, led by Street Superintendent Pat Ingram, secured a grant that provided 108 potted trees. Unfortunately, the trees arrived at a poor time for planting, but resourceful city employees devised a plan to keep them watered and maintained, and most of the trees survived the long wait to September when they could be properly planted. In locations chosen by the city, vacant lots, water retention areas, the composting facility, and the new water tower area, volunteers were sought to get the trees in the ground, and Ken, along with Ted Odendahl and his Yield group, who works through the Boys and Girls Club in Freeport, signed up for the job. They planted a variety of species, oaks, evergreens, magnolias, and American beeches, among others. And then Yield did a follow-up watering the next week. It is a small victory for local tree enthusiasts who hope the city will continue to seek out creative ways to plant more trees to beautify our community and add green space that benefits our air quality. Many citizens believe that opportunities exist to plant additional trees in some of the right-of-way areas where the old ashes were removed. But the seemingly simple task is complicated by challenges with utilities, sidewalk repairs, and street issues in some neighborhoods. Other communities have a more aggressive replacement policy than Freeport does, including some that plant multiple trees for every one that is removed. Laura Dufford, conservation chairperson of the Northwest Illinois Audubon Society, hopes that more people will get involved, suggesting that they contact their alderperson to encourage more tree plantings in the city.
Freeport is in the top nine. According to the World Atlas, Freeport is one of the nine most comfortable towns in Illinois for seniors, noting that retirement is a chance for a fresh start in life. Transitioning into a new chapter allows seniors to slow down and focus on enjoyment. And Illinois offers many comfortable small towns that provide an easygoing environment suited for this stage. According to the article, Pretzel City, Freeport boasts friendly neighbors and rich cultural experiences at the Winnishik Playhouse, one of the country's longest-running amateur theaters. In addition, the Freeport Art Museum provides visual art exhibitions where seniors can also attend classes and workshops. The article also mentioned the Oakdale Nature Preserve as a perfect escape for outdoor recreation, with the serene setting spanning 133 acres of hickory and oak woodlands and winding trails for pleasant trekking adventures. The average home price was stated as $120,000. The other eight towns included in the article are Arcola, LaSalle, Macomb, Mendota, Taylorville, Jacksonville, Gilman, and Olney. More information can be found at worldatlas.com.
Next Tuesday, November 5th, FHN is hosting an initial prenatal class for Spanish-speaking families from 4 to 7:30 p.m. in the conference room dining room in the lower level at FHN Memorial Hospital. Taught by OB-registered nurse Juana Penaloza, these classes provide information about pregnancy, labor, delivery, cesarean section, and postpartum recovery. Register at fhn.org/OB under class registration.
Many people will celebrate Halloween today, but another Halloween-adjacent event that is usually celebrated on November 1st and 2nd is the Day of the Dead, or Día de los Muertos. The Day of the Dead is traditionally observed in Mexico and by people of Mexican heritage in other parts of the world. The multi-day festive holiday involves gathering to fondly remember friends and family members who have died by building home altars and enjoying special music and traditional dishes. This year, the Day of the Dead will have a special event beginning at 4 o'clock p.m. on Saturday the 2nd at La Guerra Mexican Restaurant at 1802 East Shawnee Street. The event will feature Alana Page face painting, a fire show by Rod, and a musical performance by the 16-person group Banda Aparina. Attendees are welcome to bring flowers and photos of loved ones who've been lost, and candles are allowed. Homemade Mexican street food, other Mexican specialties, beer, cocktails, and according to La Guerra, the best tequila will be available. Door entry is $30 per person and adults only, please, after 10 o'clock p.m. For more information, visit La Guerra restaurant page on Facebook or call 815-616-5299.
Come to the Community Cleanup Day tomorrow, Friday, November 1st, from 8 a.m. to noon, to tidy up the Taylor Park area. Volunteers should meet at the intersection of East Jackson Street and South Hancock Avenue. And speaking of tidying up, tomorrow is also the start of the city's leaf pickup program. You can find a leaf collection map on the city's website at cityoffreeport.org.
Tomorrow is also Highland Community College's Fall Instrumental Music Concert at 7 o'clock p.m. in the Ferguson Fine Arts Center on campus. And don't forget to get your tickets for the FHN Festival of Trees Gala to raise funds for a new linear accelerator for the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital. The event is Friday, November 15th at the Freeport Masonic Temple, and tickets must be purchased online at FHN.org or through the FHN Foundation office by next Friday, November 8th.
We're also looking forward to the Model Railroad Open House, hosted by Stevenson County Society of Model Train Men, and the Northwest Illinois Rock Club's 2024 Jewelry, Gem, Fossil, and Mineral Show. Both of these are the weekend of November 9th, and we'll have more information on them in next week's newscast.
Let's cheer on the Freeport High School Pretzel football team, which last made the IHSA playoffs in 2008. That long drought could be over after the Pretzels just defeated Rockford East 22-12 for their fifth win of the season. They will be competing against Woodstock Central this Saturday. Go Pretzels!
Happy Halloween! Did you know that Illinois farmers grow more pumpkins than anywhere else in the world? In fact, they grow almost 95% of the pumpkins for consumption, which are processed in Morton, Illinois, the pumpkin capital of the world. We also have a Halloween treat for our listeners. FreePod asked Ed Finch and Alan Wenzel, hosts of the classic movie series every month at the Lindo Theater, for their best scary movie suggestions. The FreePod editorial staff weighed in too, and we've prepared a flyer that you can download at our website with dozens of movies to chill your spine anytime, not just on Halloween.
If you're looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on weekly events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can subscribe to their free weekly newsletter there, too.
Last week's in-depth interview, which is available on our website and through our new Facebook page, was FreePod and Timbuktu host Tim Connors, with that special spooky double feature about haunted venues in the area. Next week's in-depth interview will be FreePod host Alan Wenzel speaking with folks from Kentland Farms about this year's agricultural harvest. It'll post at noon on Tuesday, November 5th.
Time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state and national news, and more.
FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many others. We appreciate the assistance of the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast. We're also grateful to WNIJ and Northern Public Radio in DeKalb, a member station of NPR National Public Radio, for partnering with us in reaching even more listeners with news of events and activities in Northwest Illinois. And of course, here's a big shout out to our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Team FreePod.
If you have story suggestions or would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to support FreePod, visit our website at freepod.org.
I'm Becky.
And I'm Tim.
Check back next week for more news you've been missing.
Thanks for listening.